All three projects will happen within the city and borough of Wrangell. The first project deals with improvements to the Eastern Channel Paddle Craft Access Trail. The trail is used for kayak and canoe launching. Wrangell District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says the goal is to build a 300-foot-long gravel trail from Spur Road to the Eastern Channel Shore.
It's kind of, as far as the pavement goes out that road, there's a little turnaround, and then from there on, the road continues as a gravel road, but that's right at the end there. There's a little turnaround, and that trail would just extend from there down to the water. It'd be about 6 foot wide with gravel, and it would be kind of a straight shot so people could carry canoes or kayaks down there.
Dalrymple says the proposal is for foot traffic. He says carts would be allowed, but it would be up to the borough to decide whether to allow ATVs. A direct grant would fund the project. The second project would enhance the education of the Tongass National Forest through the Nolan Center. The proposal is to have a park area constructed outside the visitor center. Dalrymple says viewing scopes would be installed in that area.
They're like pretty heavy-duty sort of binocular contraptions that you can look through. And the idea there with the tie to the National Forest is that we would have interpretive signs showing what people are looking at across the water, which is all National Forest over there. But, you know, people could be looking at the islands, the landscape, probably see whales and things like that.
The viewing scopes will overlook the Tongass across the Stikine Strait. The area would also be ADA accessible. Like the Eastern Channel Trail project, it would be funded by a direct grant. Dalrymple expects the project to begin next year. And the final project doesn't create facilities or roads, but awareness. It would develop invasive plant management plans for non-federal lands. Dalrymple says when dealing with invasive plants and weeds, it needs to be done comprehensively. He says a contractor from the Lower 48 will conduct those plans.
The plans themselves are basically an education component where these people that do these plans would come up and put on educational meetings with the public. They'd identify weeds, kind of do an inventory of where they are, and then they would take that information and come up with treatment options basically just for consideration of the borough. And then these plans would just be presented to the borough for use as they see fit.
The invasive management plans will also cover other communities within the resource advisory area. Dalrymple says the Forest Service expects to have a contract out by winter and a contractor hired by early spring. He says he hopes to have the plan finished by the end of the summer to early 2012. Since the projects are within the borough, the Wrangell Assembly would have to approve them. Upon approval, the funding would be transferred to the borough. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.